In your assigned reading, the writer claims that the comics medium is a uniquely American art form. Now, this view was popular with scholars at one point, but the more people have studied comic books and comic strips, the more they realize that comics are not uniquely American. So let's look at some of the author's claims, and I will make some corrections, kind of explain to you where the writer got things wrong. For one thing, Hogan's Alley, which was released in the 1890s, was not the first successful comic strip with the first popular cartoon character. In fact, as early as the 1790s, there had been many popular comic strips and popular comic strip characters in Europe, especially in Britain and in Switzerland. For that matter, it's questionable just how American Hogan's Alley was. The characters were mostly immigrants, and the publisher of Hogan's Alley, Joseph Pulitzer, was himself an immigrant from Hungary who came to America. Next, we'll look at the claim that Action Comics, released in 1938, was the first really popular comic book with its character Superman. Well, 16 years before Action Comics came out, The Adventures of Tintin was released as a comic book series in Belgium. And Tintin, first created and published in 1922, is still a very internationally popular character, and he predates Superman in popularity and creation. It's also definitely worth noting that Joe Shuster, the artist of Superman, is from Canada, not from the United States. As for the American influence on Japanese and European comics, well, most art historians feel that traditional Asian art is the biggest influence on Japanese comics, and most art critics agree that Asterix and the Smurfs are drawn in a uniquely European style. As for the Disney comics that are so popular in Europe, although the Disney characters were created in America, European Disney comics are written and drawn by European creators. So really, the comics medium isn't uniquely American. It belongs to the whole world.